Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Chief Minister Pema Khandu flagged off the second edition of the Tawangchu Tides International Kayaking Championship at Tawangchu River in Tawang District. Over 100 participants from across India and abroad are participating. The CM met special mention of Bilkis Mir, India's first female Olympic jury member in kayaking and canoeing, who attended the event. He said her presence would serve as a major inspiration for young athletes aspiring to represent the country at the Asian Games and the Olympics. The Chief Minister congratulated Arunachal's kayaking athlete, Devi Dada, who won a bronze medal in the kayak cross event at the 38th National Games. He described her as an icon and inspiration for the state's aspiring sportspersons. He expressed confidence that Arunachal would further improve its national ranking in the upcoming 39th National Games scheduled to be held in Meghalaya. Arunachal East MP Tapir Gao raised the issue of mobile connectivity in Vijayanagar, a remote border area near the India-Myanmar frontier, before Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya. The Union Minister acknowledged the concern and said the centre is committed to strengthening connectivity in frontier villages, describing Vijayanagar as the first village of India. Mr. Sindhya said challenges such as right-of-way and environmental clearances will be addressed in coordination with the Arunachal Pradesh government, and assured joint discussions with the Chief Minister and MP to work out a sustainable solution. Commissioner of Railway Safety of North East Frontier Railway, accompanied by Divisional Railway Manager, Construction of Tinsukia, Parag Khatre and other officials, inspected the newly built 13-kilometer stretch rail route from Murkong Silik, Assam to Sile Station, Pasighat, East Siang District. Sources from NFR informed that the construction activities of the BG Railway from Murkong Silik to Sile Station has been completed and ready for trial run. After a trial run scheduled tomorrow, Sele Railway Station will be commissioned. The 22nd National Mountain Terrain Biking Championship kick-started at Roing, Lower Dibang Valley District from today. It brought together top cyclists from across the country, making it one of the largest cycling events ever held in the region. The championship will go till 15th of this month. The event is organized by Arunachal Cycling Association and the Cycling Federation of India. Muchu Mithi, president of the Arunachal Cycling Association and advisor to the Minister for Home and Education, emphasized the role of national level events in boosting youth participation and strengthening sports infrastructure. A tragic fire incident occurred at Simong village in Upper Siang district today at around 11 a.m. The fire, reportedly caused by a kitchen accident, led to the death of 80-year-old Dabo Dangin while completely burnt down his residential house. Alolibang MLA visited the site along with Talo Jerang, Deputy Commissioner, SP Token Saring and Annie Yangfo, Disaster Management Officer. The team assessed the situation and provided immediate relief to the affected family. The Itanagar bench of Guwahati High Court has directed state government authority to ensure smooth access of men and material supplied to silicon factory operated by Miss Ether Alloys LLP set up at Niglok Industrial Growth Center in East Siang District. The High Court, however, has listed the next date of hearing of the case on 30th April this year. The High Court, pursuing a writ petition filed by the CEO of Miss Ether Alloys LLP, has passed an interim order on February 5th last, directing the state's Chief Secretary, East Siang DC, SP and Ruxin ADC, said to be officials' respondents, to take all necessary steps to ensure that there is no obstruction to the ingress and egress of men and materials of the petitioner to the factory premise. The local villagers of Ruxin, including leaders of the IGP, Polluted Affected People's Forum, alleging environmental pollution, earlier moved the government authority to close the factory and shift it from their area. CBSE will implement on-screen marking for the evaluation of Class 12 answer books from this year. However, evaluation of Class 10 answer books will continue in physical mode as before. The board has also announced second board examinations in Class 10 from this year. The board informed that it will organize a live webcast to explain the guidelines for the conduct of examinations and on-screen marking tomorrow at 11 a.m. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.